Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Friday. Can you believe it? We've made it to the end of the very first week of the Family Prayer Podcast. I want to thank you for being a part of this very special week, and I hope you've had some fun and found it to be a meaningful part of your family's rhythm this week. Speaking of fun, I think Friday is a great day for fun, and I have had so much fun over the last day listening to the messages you all sent in. Yesterday morning, I invited you to share something you're hoping for and why that thing is good, and we got some really great answers. Let's listen to a few of them.
My name is Aiden, and I'm 8 years old in Sanford, Florida. I hope to see my cousin today, and I hope that I see my uncle. It would bring me a lot of joy and my family and them a lot of joy if I saw them.
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm 7 years old and I'm from Chesterfield, Virginia. I heard that they're building a Lego factory in my city, and hopefully they do tours. And one day when I'm old enough, I hope to get a summer job there.
Hi, my name is Connor. I'm 8 years old from Sanford, Florida. I hope my big sister comes from college to visit soon because I miss her.
Wow, what great answers. I hope all of those things happen too. Wasn't it cool to hear from some of the other families that are a part of our podcast community? It makes me feel like Grace Harbor has little outposts all over the place. If you'd like to share something on a future podcast, have your adult check the show notes for details. Okay, so I want to pick back up on something we talked about yesterday. Remember, I was dragging after the Christmas party? It's pretty normal to feel tired after something big. But even ordinary days use energy. After running around at the playground, your legs might feel tired. If you've been learning something new at school, your brain might feel tired. Earlier this week, I told you that sometimes I feel grumpy, and that's kind of like your heart being tired. And after a bunch of ordinary days in a row, we might discover that we feel extra tired. Think about it this way. I'll bet your family has some rechargeable devices. Maybe it's a phone or a tablet or one of your favorite toys. When the battery has power, we can use them and play with them. But when the battery dies, they don't work anymore. So, if you remember to plug it in before the battery runs all the way out, it's going to be ready when you want it next. Well, in the Bible, God invites us to get plugged in and recharged before all of our energy runs out. The fancy term the Bible uses is Sabbath. It means to rest. Sometimes that'll look like a slow day or a slow afternoon. At my house, we usually end up watching a movie on Sunday afternoon. For us, it's a really great way to rest up before the start of a new week. But sometimes, resting and recharging may actually look like doing something active. I really like taking my dog for a walk on Saturday morning, especially when my kids come with me. We get some fresh air and exercise, and we get to talk to each other without distractions like my phone or the TV. It uses energy, but I end up feeling energized. So I would love for you to think of two things this morning. What is one calm thing that helps you feel rested? And what is one active thing that helps you feel energized? Take a minute to talk about that as a family. If you need more time, you can pause this podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. Did anyone have any really great answers? Did anyone share something that everyone else in the family loves too? Maybe that's something you all could do together this weekend. Okay, Let's pray before we head out into our fun Friday. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you care for us. We thank you that you've not only given us things that recharge us, but you actually want us to make time to do them too. Amen. All right, friends, have an amazing Friday, and we'll close out the week together tonight.